जह बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज यशोदानन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी। यमुनातीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 11 एंटाइटल्ड जड़ भरत इंस्ट्रक्ट्स किंग रहुगुणा। टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। द्रव्य स्वभाव आशय कर्म कालैः एकादशामि मनसो विकारा सहस्रश शतश कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतस्सु। द्रव्यस्वभाव आशय कर्म कालैः एकादशामि मनसो विकाराः सहस्रश शतश कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतः स्युः। द्रव्यस्वभावाशयकर्मकालैः एकादशामि मनसो विकाराः सहस्रशः शतशः कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतः स्युः। धर्म स्वभावाशय कर्मकालैः एकादशामि मनसो विकाराः सहस्रशः शतशः कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतः स्युः। द्रव्यस्वभावाशयकर्मकालै एकादशामि मनसो विकारः सहस्रशः शतशः कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतः स्युः। द्रव्यस्वभावाशयकर्मकालैः एकादशामि मनसो विकारः सहस्रशः शतशः कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतः स्युः। माताजी द्रव्यस्वभावाशयकर्मकालै एकादशामि मनसो विकारः सहस्रशः शतशः कोटिशश्च क्षेत्रज्ञतो न मिथो न स्वतः स्युः। द्रव्य by physical objects, swabhava by nature as the cause of development, ashaya by culture, karma by predestined resultant actions, kalaihi by time, ekadasha 11, ami all these, manasaha of the mind, vikaraha transformations, sahastrashah in thousands, shatashah in hundreds, kotishashcha and in millions, kshetragyatah from the original supreme personality of Godhead, na not, mitha one another, na nor, swatah from themselves, syuhu or. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the physical elements, nature, the original cause, culture, destiny and time element are all material causes. Agitated by these material causes, the 11 functions transform into hundreds of functions and then into thousands and then into millions. But all these transformations do not take place automatically by mutual combinations. Rather, they are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: one should not think that all the interactions of physical elements, gross and subtle, that cause the transformations of mind and consciousness are working independently. They are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Krishna says that Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya aham hrudi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. As mentioned herein, super soul kshetragya is directing everything. The living entity is also kshetragya, but the supreme kshetragya is supreme personality of Godhead. He is the witness and order giver. Under his direction everything takes place. The different inclinations of living entity are created by his own nature. or his expectations. And he is trained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of material nature. The body, nature and the physical elements are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They do not function automatically. Nature is neither independent nor automatic. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is behind this nature. Maya adhyakshena prakriti hi suyate sacharacharam hetuna annena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaham Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to today's Srimad Bhagavatam session. So we are reading from Canto 5, this is chapter 11, where Jada Bharat now starts speaking to Rahugana, who has just interacted for a few minutes now. And now Jada Bharat, who was silent till now, when he gets appropriate candidate, he starts speaking his actual realizations and knowledge in order to enlighten this king Rahugana. So here Bharat Maharaj was actually a king of the whole Bharat Varsha, but still he was silent. But now this small time king Rahugana is just a king of small province of Saurashtra. And he is kind of executing his sovereignty over Jada Bharat. And when Jada Bharat feels compassion over his being obsessed by this controllership, so now he starts enlightening him with knowledge. And amazingly, how Krishna chastises Arjuna, same way Jada Bharat also chastises. Asochan anvasochastam pradnavadamsa bhasase gatasu nagatansu shananu sochanti pandita. So first, the starting of Krishna's education was chastisement. Like he said, you are sounding so nice. Your arguments looks like you are presenting as if you are, I am so much qualified and vidwan. Pradnya vadam se bhasha se. So our bhasha can be very pradnyavan. But what we really lament for can be very insignificant. So I pray to all the devotees that my bhasha also may sound very pradnyavan, but in the heart of heart, for what I lament can be very insignificant. So Jada Bharat and Krishna himself also kind of puts light on this. That sometimes what we speak, what we present ourselves as can be very exalted, but our actual attachments can be very meager. And with that he starts, and now he's kind of telling that, don't think that you are the one who is controlling, you are the one creator, you are kind of under your supervision the kingdom is working. So he said this whole universe is working under Supreme Lord's supervision. In fact, Krishna, when he introduces himself in Bhagavad Gita, like initially Bhagavad Gita started with Krishna's, Arjuna's lamentation, and then just to pacify Arjuna, Krishna speaks second chapter and gives him Atma Jnana. Now after getting Atma Jnana, looks like Arjuna is more convinced about his decision of leaving the battlefield and going to the forest. So Krishna has to again balance that Atma Jnana with Swadharma. And then he introduces Karma Yoga,
especially Nishkama Karma Yoga. And then just to pacify Arjuna's confusion, whether should I fight or should I give up fighting? Because Godhead incarnates in two forms, especially in human beings. One is Lord Ramchandra, another is Krishna himself. If you see their principal activity when they incarnated, like Lord Ramchandra, he gave up his kingdom and is glorified for that. Going to Vanvas without any attachments and living a life of ascetic. So like a detachment is prominent. But on the other hand, if you see Krishna's life, he fought whole life or make Pandavas fight just to get a kingdom. Now one time he comes and he detaches himself from kingdom. Another time he comes and he acquires kingdom. So for a superficial observer, very difficult to understand what Dharma is trying to establish. So he comes to establish Dharma. So for Arjuna also Krishna has to clarify through chapter 3, 4, 5 that you should not be just superficially or untimely detached, but do your duty nicely. But that is not what actually Krishna has arranged the whole situation to speak. Krishna arranged the whole situation to speak Bhakti Yoga. But just because Arjuna had some confusions, so he first six chapters goes in answering his confusions. But then actually Krishna starts speaking what he wants to speak. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan madashraya asamshayam samagramam yatha jnasita shrunu. Now you hear what I want to speak. Because seventh chapter Arjuna didn't ask any question. So this Bhakti Yoga series Krishna began because that's what he wanted to speak. But then bhakti cannot be understood unless you understand Krishna. So Krishna has to introduce himself. Now how Krishna introduces himself in Gita? First verse which he says is Bhumi Apa Analo Vayu Khammano Budure Vacha Ahankara Iti Amme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. All this cosmic manifestation is coming from me. And that's what this verse is speaking. That's what Jadavarth introduces. This is just the 11th verse. And that is just the 4th verse of the 7th chapter. So whenever God has to be introduced to the conditioned living entity, he has to be introduced as the master or the proprietor or the adhyaksha of this material world. And then Krishna goes on to explain Aparimitastvanya Prakriti Vidhime Param Jiva Bhuta Mahabho. There is another energy superior, Jiva, who is also coming from me. So that's how Krishna introduces himself as the master of this material world. If you see, just the theme of chapter 7 and chapter 9 in Bhagavad Gita, they are almost same. Like first few shlokas of both the chapters, they talk about how one should hear about Krishna's opulences. Then the second few verses talks about Krishna's energies. Both chapter 7 and chapter 9. And then next section talks about how some people accept Krishna and some people reject Krishna. Chaturvidha Bhajanti Mam Jana Sukrutin Arjuna Artha Jigyasu Artharthi. So that comes in chapter 7. And the same time in chapter 9 you see Mahatmanasu Mam Pardai Prakriti Mashruta Bhajanti Anamanasu. But some Avajananti Mam Muda Manashundari Mashruta. So some accept me, some reject me. And the last part is how still there are some who don't accept me, they deviate. And they go to somebody else. So I generally give them acronym HEAD. Hear, then energies, then some accept and reject, and then those who deviate. So it looks like it's redundant, it's repetition. It's again and again, same thing is being repeated. That I am the owner, I am the owner, I am the owner. Because that is so important for a living entity to understand. And that's what Jadavarth is emphasizing here. He will be repeating so many verses again. We'll be seeing in the future verses. That I am the proprietor, that Lord is the proprietor of everything. Now, that is not Krishna's identity. Krishna who is standing in front of Arjuna, he is actually Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he is a Goloka Ishwara, he is a Aradhabhaga Vrajesha Tanaya. But he is introducing himself as one who is the proprietor of this material world. In whole Gita, Krishna is not introducing neither Yashoda, nor Nanda Maharaj, neither Goloka, nor Vrindavan. Why is that? But we cannot start our devotional service unless and until we understand Krishna. So in 10th chapter Krishna says, if you want to understand me, first thing you should understand is Aham Sarvasya Prabho Matta Sarvam Pravartate. The Chatushloki which we say. The first verse of Chatushloka is that. Even in Bhagavatam Chatushloka is Aham Evasam Evagre. I am the origin of this material world. So that is a very very foundational understanding. Unless and until we apply our intelligence, logic, research and with full faith accept that Krishna is the proprietor of this material world, we cannot go ahead. That is the first step. Then one may ask, though, but that's okay. But in Gita, Krishna should speak about his own personal form also, na? Otherwise, people will not have so much confusion. That Aradhya Bhagavan Vrishadhana. Because Krishna is speaking Gita, but people don't understand Krishna. They understand Bhumi, Apan, Elavayu, but they don't understand personal form of the Lord. Because that takes some purification, then only Krishna can reveal. Just like if an industrial labor somehow happens to meet the owner of the company in the market. If the secretary is there and secretary wants to introduce this personality, who is the owner of the company, how he will introduce to the normal worker in a company? He will just introduce that he is the one who is responsible for maintaining your family. He is the one who is owning not just your company but so many other companies. He is the proprietor, he is the owner. That's how he will introduce. He is the enjoyer. So Krishna also, that way only introduces himself. Bhoktam yagyatapsam sarva lokam maheshwaram. So that's aham sarvasya prabho maya dakshina prakruti. That's what Prabhupada quotes in this purport also. So that's what Krishna introduces himself as. Now the secretary will not introduce the owner like, he is a very nice person, he married one lady but she was not so good, she had second marriage and four kids and two daughters, one had love marriage. So he will not reveal all those personal data to the just onlooker or just a worker who is not so qualified to know the personal details of the owner. So Krishna says, first, with your own capacity and qualification, you can only understand my mahanta. You cannot understand my madhurta. You can only know my opulences. You cannot know my sweetness. Just know my opulences first. Get convinced. Iti matva bhajante mam. Still you don't understand his sweetness. You just start serving him. Just knowing that Krishna is the proprietor. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvit. Then you will get intelligence to understand me personally. How one should worship Krishna then? If you don't understand Krishna, well, still keep discussing about Krishna. Keep discussing about Krishna Lila. So here Prabhupada is telling that, but scientists don't understand that he is the Kshetrajna. He is the superior Kshetrajna. And whatever combinations of this matter, Swabhava, Jiva, we see here, they are not working on his own, on their own. All this is personally supervised by the Supreme Lord. Just like we see hydrogen and oxygen, when we combine, it becomes H2O. It is water. Now, hydrogen or oxygen itself doesn't have a property to mitigate thirst or to extinguish fire. They are both combustible. But when they are combined, they get a property of mitigating thirst and they get a property of extinguishing fire. Now, from where those properties came? Neither hydrogen had, neither oxygen had. So how this water, which is the combination of just hydrogen and oxygen, has these new qualities? The scientists cannot explain this. They can explain that molecular formula is this. But they can't explain how this formulation has these different qualities. Krishna says, rasam apsu kaunteya. This rasa, this property of extinguishing thirst, I am putting raso aham apsu kaunteya. You see just H2O. H2O doesn't hold this property. It's my spark in H2O, which gives him that quality. So that's how Krishna introduces himself in Gita, rasam apsu kaunteya, I am the taste of water. Because for a general personality, general people, conditioned souls, they don't have adhikar to immediately know Krishna's form. Because even Kunti Maharani says that it's very, very difficult to understand Krishna's personal form. First thing to understand is Krishna's energies only. Bhagavatam, first 3, 4, 5 cantos, they keep discussing again and again the creation, and the universes and the cosmology. Why? Because that is relatively easier to understand compared to Krishna's personal form and pastimes. But for new devotees, that looks so much headache. That is creation, this matter, again these things are coming up here. Kala, Swabhava, and modes, combining together and then combinations and permutations and then they again multiply and then thousands and hundreds and millions forms are created. So this creation very difficult to understand, very taxing. But unless and until we tax our brain, in that seventh chapter Prabhupada writes, Krishna is the supreme personality. But one should know how Krishna is the supreme personality. And one should apply his brain and logic to understand how Krishna is great. How God is great. So with our intelligence, we can only figure out this, that God is great. And then one should surrender and start discussing his pastimes. Machitta madgata prana bodhenta parasparam kathentasya maam nityam tushyanti charamandich. Even if you don't understand his personality, keep discussing. Kunti Maharani also keep discussing in her prayers. Gopa jate krita agasi dama tavat yate dashashu kalitanjana sambramaksham. She said, this Damodar who is standing in front of Yashoda Mai, nobody can understand him. He is a fear personified. And he is vaktram niniya bhaya bhavaneya sitasya. He is like bending his neck in front of Yashoda Mai, lajjit hai, and folding his hands and sambramaksham. He is wiping his eyes and standing helpless. Kunti Maharani says, my brain is bewildered. Vidambanam. Tad atyanta vidambanam. It is very, very difficult to understand. How can a person who has such greatness is standing in front of Yashoda with helplessness? But unless and until somebody knows how great Krishna is, he cannot realize this pastime. But when you come new in Krishna consciousness, we say that is creation, we don't understand, but Damodara Ashtakam we understand. Actually, we don't understand. If Kunti Maharani cannot understand, how can we understand? So Kunti Maharani said, this is not a thing to understand. This is thing to just Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindaya, Namo Nama, just offer your obeisances. If you cannot understand Krishna, one thing you can always do is offer your obeisances. So when Krishna, if one cannot understand how Krishna is great, and if he directly jumps into Krishna's personal affairs, he will be bewildered. And he will not be able to understand why he is engaging monkeys, why he is taking help of monkeys and engaging them. So many things about personal attributes we cannot understand unless and until we tax our brain to understand Krishna's greatness. So here, Jada Bharat is telling that don't think that this material nature is working independently and automatically. So Prabhupada recently I was reading Kunti Maharani's prayers, so I could immediately relate to the same prayers here. So Kunti Maharani says to Krishna that we need you the most right now. Now the battlefield of Mahabharata is over, but still we need you most because now we have become the king and now we have the responsibility to protect the kingdom, and so many allies who had helped Duryodhan, the enemies, they will again attack now for the revenge. So we want you to please stay here. Now Krishna may say, but you are such a great Pandavas, you are such heroes, you are the kings now, you have won the battle of Mahabharata, you have so much powers, so you will protect yourself, no? Why you need me? Kunti Maharani said, no. Kevayam nama rupabhyam yadubhisah pandavaha bhavato adarshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshituhu. Kunti Maharani says, kevayam nama rupabhyam, you are telling that we are great Pandavas, or his great names will not last. Yadubhisah pandava, whether they are yadus or whether they are Pandavas, nobody is so great. Bhavato adarshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshituhu. Our greatness is just because we are constantly remembering and seeing you. And that's why we have our all powers. When we don't see you and don't surrender to you and remember you, all our powers will be gone, just like a dead body. Now our hands are so many skills, our eyes have so much powers, our intelligence so much memory and analysis. But all these senses will lose their skills when the soul leaves. So Prabhupada, in teachings of Queen Kunti, writes a brilliant purport and gives so many examples and so many points. He says, as soon as an important man dies, his name and form becomes unimportant. Prabhupada says, if somebody is very, very powerful and very, very great, people fear even to come in front of them. Just like in our college, there was one professor, Mr. Kaundinya. So he was actually teaching and learning meditation. And he wanted to do a research. He was a professor of physiology. So he wanted to do research about how meditation helps in calming the brain waves. So he used to catch boys, especially first year boys, and make them sit and meditate. He used to teach meditation and then apply rods to their brains and get an EEG. And he had his typical method of meditation, like you sit, eyes half closed, nasikagram, like that he used to tell. And he, in general, he used to catch people who are joining Hare Krishnas because they know how to meditate. So they used to catch us and put for 1 hour and 1.5 hours and just meditate. Now, seeing tip of nose is very difficult. Immediately, he used to get headache. But because he had that position, we could not escape. So whenever in campus we see him, we just change the road, change the direction because he can catch. So Prabhupada was writing, if somebody is very great, powerful, has so much power in his control, so small people even fear coming in front of them. But when he dies, even can kick his face and he will not say anything. Prabhupada says, all these powers will be lost when the soul leaves. So Kuntimani knows that and she is giving that example. And Prabhupada says, we should know that the scientists are saying nature is so beautiful, nature is so powerful, nature, nature, nature. But whose nature? Person has nature, no? So whose nature? So we should understand that energy and energetic are different. If you are sitting in our house and the glass gets broken because somebody throws a stone, we will not see that this is just a nature, energy. The stone was lying on the street. Potential energy, and then it converted into kinetic energy, and then my potential energy broke up, and then now it's lying here. So we will not just see energy, we will immediately shout, who is there, who is that rascal. So immediately we will try to find out who is the energetic behind the energy. So it's just a simple logic, it's not just energy but energetic. So we should go to the root. Purpose is, when we see a power socket and we are getting electricity from it, we should not be so foolish to think that the socket is powerful. An intelligent person will search out the energy source, a powerhouse, and the engineer who is working in the powerhouse. So ultimately, it's a person who is supplying the power. So buddhiman or intelligent person should. But many times people are not able to see God, that He is energetic behind everything. So Krishna has to come again and again. Yada idai dharmasya glanir bhavati. So dharmasya glanir means when people are not able to see the energetic behind the energy. So he has to come himself in front and say, Bhumi apanala vayu kham mano udriyacha. I am the energetic. I am the powerhouse. I am the engineer behind the energy. Then Prabhupada says that one may see, so people generally want, like appreciating the impersonal energies. But behind all the impersonal energy, there is always a form, a sakar, absolute truth, Krishna. So Kunti Devi is saying, Ke Vayam. Who are we? Vayam is not like Gita course, who am I? So Kunti Maharani is saying, you are telling, you are so great, you are so great. Who are we? What greatness we have? What is our value? Ke Vayam Nama Rupaya Abhyam. We have our name, form, but without you, it is all useless. It has no value. People do not understand this. They are very proud of having a nice body, nice name. They think I am American, I am Indian, I am German and so on. But what is the value of this? If we subtract Krishna, everything is zero. Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastram Japa Tapaha A Pranasiva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. So we may have so many accolades, but if you don't have bhakti towards Krishna, it's all useless. Then Prabhupada says, that, so in a dead body, senses don't have any value. Why? Because there is no consciousness. So who is most important? What is most important? Consciousness. Prabhupada says, we all have consciousness. But what is this consciousness? This consciousness is, Prabhupada says, it is Krishna consciousness. So natural consciousness of a soul is Krishna consciousness. We have forgotten Krishna and therefore we simply say consciousness. But really consciousness means Krishna consciousness. First time I read this. Because without Krishna, we cannot have consciousness. Because aparimitasthvanya prakritim vedim jiva bhuta mahabaho edam dhar. So jiva is also my energy. So jiva is able to give consciousness because it's my part and parcel. So consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada reads. Just like without the sun, there is no sunshine. So we don't say shine. We say sunshine. So we cannot say consciousness. We should say Krishna consciousness. So consciousness means Krishna consciousness. So this requires little intelligence to understand purposes. But devotees like Kunti have this intelligence and understanding. And therefore Kunti says the Pandavas and Yadus are all important, but that's only because of you. Otherwise we don't have any value. Therefore Prabhupada says that that's our duty, is to engage this consciousness in Krishna's service, engage this energy or power of senses in Krishna's service. Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So Prabhupada then gives his famous example. He says, actually these are the classes of Prabhupada which are recorded, translated in teachings of Queen Kunti. So Prabhupada says, I have given this example many times. $100 bill example. So Bhogi and Tyagi, $100 bill or 100 rupee note on a street. So what is the Bhogi mentality? He sees right, he sees left, nobody is there, so he steals it. So just like when we see this energy working independently in nature, 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 what the bogus is, he sees right, he sees left, he don't see any adhyaksha. So he's try to enjoy the prakriti. So many people have this philosophy. Why you people become brahmacharis? Why you give up onion, garlic? Why create? Why Krishna created? Because we should enjoy. So you are going against Krishna's will. Otherwise, why Krishna created all these sense objects? Because we should enjoy. Because this is bogi mentality. $100 bill, he just puts in his pocket. Another is, he said, no, it doesn't belong to me, so I should not touch even. Let it lie like this. Prabhupada, this is like Tyagis, Gyanis, I am not a controller, neti, neti, neti. And he just simply wastes it. Prabhupada said, but the intelligent man is, when he sees the $100 bill, and recognizes to whom it belongs, and returns that money to him. That is Bhakta. So he sees the material energy, so wonderful thing, so many wonderful things created in nature, so he simply tries to engage them in Krishna's service. So one time in Delhi, there was a great environmental conference, very big, like all international conference on environment, and how to serve environment. And Radhanath Swami Maharaj was the chief guest, invited. And many devotees in Delhi, they were planning the event, and Maharaj also involved. And Maharaj gave him an idea. Maharaj says that the inauguration part they have assigned to us. Whatever Mangalacharan, Puja, Archana you want to do, you do, and then the conference will start. And then they will be discussing about environment, the earth, everything. Maharaj said, what we should do? We should erect a big statue of Bhumi Devi. And then in my class, I will establish how this Bhumi Devi is the wife of Varaha. And how we should engage this chaste lady in husband service. So Maharaj made a big statue of Bhumi Devi. Somehow that conference got cancelled because of COVID hit. But the statue is still lying in GV. The Bhumi Devi. So maybe in next environmental conference we can have it. So Maharaj said immediately we should make that connection. It's not just environment. To whom it belongs to. So that we should first establish. So everything belongs to Krishna. This body, intelligence, senses. So we should offer it to Krishna's service. Just like Narada Muni says, Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Prabhupada says, this is devotional service. So recognizing that behind all these cosmic manifestations, there is a designer who is Krishna. Then Kunti Maharani says, Neyam Shobhi Shate Tatra Yathe Danim Gadadhara Tvatpadai Ankita Abhati Swalakshana Vilakshitaihi. Somebody say that, okay, maybe it was created by somebody, but right now I am working hard to make it prosperous. So it's me and my energy which is ultimately making it prosperous. Kunti Maharani said, no. It's not, prosperity doesn't also belong to us or our endeavors. Our kingdom is flourishing just because your footprints are there. Tvat padai ankita bhati. Just because your footprints are there, that's why this kingdom is flourishing. Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna has specific marks on his feet. And unless and until we take blessings of Krishna, nobody can become prosperous. Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit and he says, Prithvi Bhushanam Raja Narinam Bhushanam Patihi. So kingdom becomes beautiful only when there is a king. If king is not present, then the kingdom is not so beautiful. There has to be a good king. Narinam Bhushanam Pati. Nari can be beautiful, but she will actually become beautiful when she has a husband. Sharvari Bhushanam Chandro. He says the sky is very beautiful, but when there is a full moon, the sky becomes more beautiful. विद्या सर्वस्य भूषणम. अ पर्सन में वेरी अग्ली बट वेन ही हैज गुड नॉलेज ही बिकम्स एक्चुअली ब्यूटिफुल. Prabhupada said similarly. Prabhupada extends the poetry ahead. Similarly, nobody is beautiful unless he is Krishna conscious. Everything will look beautiful when Krishna is present. Unless Krishna is there, nothing will be beautiful. So in the same line, there is one commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. His name is Harisuri. So when he writes his commentary, he writes a very beautiful verse. He says,
सौभाग्यास्पदमेकमस्ति महिला भालेषु चेत् कुंकुमम् सौभाग्य प्रतिपादनाय तदलम् किं तत्र भूषांतरे एवं मत्कविता प्रगल्भवनिता सौभाग्य संधायकम् मुख्यम श्रीपतिभूषणम् विजयते न्यास्ताम् नवालंकृति.
He says that before speaking on Bhagavatam, any person feels nervous because he may feel that will my talk will be appreciated, will it be beautiful at the end, people will appreciate it. So similarly, I am also feeling nervous that I am trying to write this commentary. Will my commentary be appreciated by people? Will it look beautiful in the eyes of everyone? So he says, सौभाग्यास्पदम एकम अस्ति महिला बालेषु चेत् कुंकुमम. बोले अ लेडी शी मे नॉट हैव एनी ऑर्नामेंट्स बट इफ शी हैज कुंकुम शी लुक्स ब्यूटिफुल. सो वन कुंकुम मेक्स हर ब्यूटिफुल. सौभाग्य प्रतिपादनाय टू मेक हर ब्यूटिफुल तदलम किम तत्र भूषांतरी. शी मे नॉट नीड ऑल अदर ऑर्नामेंट्स इफ शी हैज कुंकुम. एवरीथिंग एल्स इज नॉट नीडेड. सिमिलरली एवं मत कविता प्रगल्भ वनिता. सो माय पोएट्री सौभाग्य संधायकम टू मेक इट ब्यूटिफुल मुख्यम श्रीपति भूषणम. व्हाट ऑर्नामेंट माय कविता हैज श्रीपति भूषणम. इट हैज कृष्णा इन इट. सो सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज कृष्णा न्यास्ताम नवालंकृति. सो आई डोंट केयर वेदर माय लैंग्वेज इज नॉट फिल्ड विथ सो मेनी अलंकारस. सो अलंकारस आर प्रेजेंट ऑन लेडी ऑल्सो एंड अलंकारस आर देर इन लैंग्वेज ऑल्सो. So he uses this utpreksha to use alankara in two meanings. The lady has alankaras, similarly language has alankaras. But if my language of my speech has Krishna in it, then it is beautiful. So I don't care whether language is good or not good. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, also when he writes his commentary in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the same mood, tadvag visvargo janataga viplo yasmin prati shlokam abhadyavatapi. नामानि अनंतस्य यशोंगितानि यत् शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गणन्ति अपेक्षते. ही सेज आई हैव फुल फेथ इन दिस वर्स दैट पोएट्री विच मे बी कंपोज नॉट सो वेल इफ इट हैज नाम रूप गुण ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉड देन इट कैन क्रिएट रिवॉल्यूशन. एंड प्रभुपाद सेड माय इंग्लिश इज नॉट माय फर्स्ट लैंग्वेज बट इफ कृष्णा इज देयर इट इज ब्यूटिफुल एंड इट कैन हैव इट्स इंपैक्ट. सो सिमिलरली कुंती माणे सेज वी आर नॉट सो पावरफुल बट इफ यू आर देयर देन वी कैन डू. So as long as Krishna is with us, everything in our kingdom and our capital, Hastinapur, is beautiful, she says. So Prabhupada says, therefore, newspapers report that devotees are bright-faced because they carry Krishna. Prabhupada says, these boys and girls, they were beautiful previously, but now because they have accepted Krishna, they have become more beautiful. And newspapers are appreciating that devotees are bright-faced. My devotee telling that when in Russia, Soviet Union that time, they're trying to catch devotees, but they're not able to find out because devotees used to do everything underground. And when they come out, everything normal. No kantimala, no tilak, no beadwork around their hands. So nobody used to find out. So KGBs were very in perplexity that how to find devotees. So ultimately they got one clue. So in the crowd of nervous people, if you find somebody who is smiling and happy, you can interrogate him and then you will find that he is Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada says newspapers also reporting that devotees are bright-faced. So why? Why they are beautiful? Not because they visit parlors every week. They are beautiful because they carry Krishna. One person from Thane Municipal Corporation, he came as a guest here. And he was connected with this one, like as a guest, everywhere he used to go, stay, enjoy the ambience and everything. So I was giving him a tour and at the end he said, Prabhuji, one question. Why do you recruit only beautiful people? all your brahmacharis, all even grihastha, they look so beautiful and bright face. How do you choose such people from society? I say they are normal people only. But because they practice Krishna consciousness, they become beautiful. So any sane man can immediately recognize the devotees are bright face and beautiful. So Kunti Mani said that because they are holding Krishna in their heart. So Prabhupada said that's why you all just have to add Krishna. Don't subtract anything. Then Prabhupada adds except four legality principles. So some things which are not favorable that you should take out, and then you add Krishna, do everything for Krishna, and then life becomes beautiful and you also become beautiful. So Prabhupada says that Kunti Maharani, she is kind of looking like she is lamenting that I'll be losing you, I'll be losing you. But actually she will not be losing Krishna. She will be actually feeling greater separation, and in separation, more union with Krishna. So you all, if you can just add Krishna, you will never lose, Prabhupada says. So what you have to do is just accept first that Krishna is the source of everything. Prabhupada says, you just see a Pacific Ocean and you appreciate. My dear Pacific Ocean, you may be very big and powerful, but you cannot come beyond this line. Prabhupada, if you just go to the Pacific Ocean, sit on its shore, you may sit for hours and days and weeks, but still Pacific Ocean cannot come and touch you. He is so great. So you can immediately say, my dear Pacific Ocean, you are so great and vast, but you cannot come and touch me. You cannot cross this line. Why? Because Krishna has told you that you cannot cross this line. So you can see Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada is giving that example. Immediately in this way you can remember Krishna. So in one class Prabhupada says, Rasam Apsu Kaunteya. You can just appreciate taste of water and see that taste comes from Krishna. So audience seemingly is not so very impressed with that example. So Prabhupada said, even in liquor you can appreciate. That the taste of liquor is also coming from Krishna. So it's so easy. So when you see sun, you should see that the sun is so hot, but when it sends its sun rays, you get only light and not so much heat. So how can only light comes and not so much heat? Because Krishna is saying only supply light and not heat. So you can appreciate Krishna. And because Krishna has told him that you are my eye and you have to just keep revolving only in this orbit. Prabhupada says, scientists have recorded that if sun moves 1 degree here and there, if it comes little closer to earth, it will become ashes. If it goes little away from earth, it will freeze the whole universe. But sun remains steady in it. Why? Because he is being ordered by Krishna that you cannot move out of this orbit. You have to follow only this line. So that way, everything is under control of Krishna. It's not working automatically or independently, as he is writing in this purport. So therefore, but one may say that, but I don't see Krishna behind this. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sutra Mani Ganaiva. I am there as a sutra. But people don't want to appreciate sutra. They want Krishna himself in front. Prabhupada says he is such a great owner of company, not everybody can see him. He is the owner of the whole universe. How can you see him? Why he should come and appear in front of you? You need to take appointment with him. You need to qualify yourself. So you first chant his name, surrender to him, then you will see him. So Kunti Mani then says that Ime Janapada Surdha Supako Aushadhi Virudha Vana Adri Nadya Udyana Hi Edhante Tava Vikshitai. So Kunti Mani says all these things are becoming opulent. These mines, rivers, mountains and forests, they are giving so much opulence because you are glancing on them. Prabhupada says Kunti Mani knows it is the glance of Krishna which created this universe. It is the glance of Krishna which maintained this universe. So similarly in second canto, sa ikshatah, just by his glance, the Prakriti started giving birth or producing all these elements. And throughout the creation process, every activity, every step of that flowchart, which we see in Subodhini, every step of the flowchart, the glance is there. It's not mentioned explicitly, But Sukadeva Goswami says that at every step, the glance of Krishna is needed. So Kunti Maharani says, your glance is needed. Ikshitaihi. Unless only you glance, we cannot have any good luck in our life. So Prabhupada says, that's why we begin our day by coming in front of Krishna with Mangal Arati. So that when Krishna glances, all difficulties are solved and our day can become a lucky day or a prosperous day. So our process is just to come in front of Krishna and receive his glance. Okay. So that's why Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharachara. So Prabhupada quotes this verse here also at the end of this purport. So Prabhupada writes, this is Krishna's super vision. Ultimate is a glance. Maya Adhya Iksha. So Adhyaksha means he just sees and things happen. That's like yesterday. Simple thing happened. Like some dogs were roaming around in front of our food malls. So our Vrajkriti Prabhu were trying to chase them away, but they are not listening. But in Gorchanapu was standing there. He just glanced on them and they ran away. So that is the power of boss. They just see and things happen. So small boss has small power. Big boss has big power. So Krishna glances and Prakriti moves. Mad bhayat vati vatoyam suryo dahati mad bhayat. Dahati agni varshati indro. So all everything happens just by my glance. And they become fearful, trembling. And they keep giving whatever is necessary. So Prabhupada said, this is Krishna's super vision. And that's why this earth is producing whatever it's producing. So from today, Purushottam Mass is starting. And especially, if we see this chapter of Purushottam Yoga, same theme is repeated. Krishna is telling, you are my Amsha, Mama Eva Amsho Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanatana. But somehow you are trapped in this samsara. Urdham Mulam Adashakam Ashwattham Pravarayam Chandam Sesa Panani Yastam Vedasa Vedavit. You are not able to understand where you are because you are trapped in that entangled banyan tree. Just like an ant on a banyan tree will not be able to recognize where I am exactly and how to get out of it. So that's why we who are in the material world, in this ulta banyan tree, inverted banyan tree, we are not able to recognize so how this everything is working, how we are changing bodies, utkramantasitam vapi bhunjanam vagunanivitam vimuda nanu pashyanti, pashyanti jnana chatas. So people who are not very intelligent, they cannot see that how this tree is inverted, where I am, how I am running through different bodies, binding through karma, very difficult to understand. So Krishna, mercifully, in this chapter, is kind of opening the gate of the jail. And see, Baba, you are staying in a place which doesn't belong to you. You belong to me. You are my Amsha. You are my son. We have a great house. Natat bhasete suryo nashashanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramama. That is my house. Fully illuminated. We don't need sun, moon, anything, chandra there. Neither electricity, not fire. Such house you own. Why you are struggling here? Just for some meager desires to be independent enjoyer. So just like a son who rebels from a father, leaves his home and goes in to struggle in the cities. So he has to rent a house. Then pay so much rent. So in a rental house, just like when I was presenting this chapter to some corporates, I asked them, which is with more anxiety? Your own house or rented house? This rented house has so much anxieties. I said, why? House is house, na? 2 BHK, 3 BHK, you have rooms, you have facility, toilet blocks, everything you have. This is also a facility, this is also a facility. Just like this is not your name, this is somebody's name. So why you are anxious? So they started thinking, yes, the anxiety is there because after 11 months we have to vacate. The contract of the. So the owner may not extend the contract. So we may have to change the place. And changing place is anxiety. Again, pack up everything, book movers and packers. One devotee, he shifted his house. And he said, Prabhuji, they loaded everything in the truck. But when the truck arrived, many boxes were missing. And exactly those boxes which had most valuable things. Because these movers and packers, sometimes they are very trained. Unless until they are not very established companies. And they know which box to keep at the last. And while going, they just kick off some boxes in their locality and the rest of the truck moves. Even if you are moving with the truck, we will not realize the boxes are gone. So these are anxieties involved when you are shifting the house. What to speak of shifting the schools of kids. Our one devotee, Daitaram Prabhu, he is staying in Palghar. He will be working here. But his family stays in Parbani. Parbani. So he wants to shift his family. He is planning since 6 months. I asked Baba, when you are, the person is also ready with the house and everything. When you are shifting, he said, my daughter is not agree. I said, why? She said, I have already made a friend circle here. I will come there, take admission and see whether I can adjust with the new friends. If I cannot, I will come back to Parbani. So shifting house is not a small job. So it has so much anxieties. So Krishna is saying same thing. Utkramanta siddhamapi bhunjanama guna. You are right now, you have so many senses, a set of senses which you are used to. But at death, there is anxiety. Why? Because now you have to change the setup. So changing setup again and again, it's so much anxiety. So Krishna says, wait a minute. If you are staying in a rental house, if you keenly observe, the rental house is also owned by me. You are paying the rent to me only. I am maintaining that house. On the cosmic level, if you see this universe, is maintained by Krishna. Yad aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasada kilam. So Krishna, on the cosmic level, these planets are being floated. Dharayami aham ojasa. I am floating them. If you come to the earthly level, pushnamicha ushari sarva suma bhutva rasatmakam. Water is growing on the earth, I am giving nourishment. You just cut and eat. But even if you eat, I only digest. Aham vaishmanavara bhutva praniyam deham ashrita. After eating, you get energy and you say, no, 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 but I plant, I apply my intelligence. Your intelligence is given by me. Sarvasya vruddhi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam. So from a cosmic level to the psychological level, everything is governed by me. What do you think you have left me and staying in some other place? It's me again, everywhere. Why you are indirectly staying in my house? Better come and stay with me now. So gacchanti padam anamayam. Well, you please try to find out who is the root of the tree. I am that root. I am that Purusha who is actually supplying all your necessities. Please give up your independent mentality and just turn to me. That is Purushottam Yoga. And today we are beginning this Purushottam Mass. So this Mass, which is introduced newly, 13th month, there was nobody who is ready. It was called as Malla Mass. And no Devata was ready to own it. Every Mass is Devata. So ultimately this Mass approaches Vishnu. And the Purana says that Vishnu approached Krishna. Vishnu said, I cannot even accept. They both went to Krishna. And Krishna said, okay, I will accept you and I will increase the benefits. In Malla Masa, there are no Shubha Murtas. No material activity will become fruitful. Only spiritual activities will have 16,000 times more benefits. 16,000 guna benefits milega. So Krishna said, I will give you all the benefits and I will give you my name also. So Krishna gave his name Purushottama. So in Gita Krishna, I am that Purushottama, which you should try to find out. So this is Adhik Mass. Just like students when they are entering exam hall, they always feel, or ek ghanta hota na, to sab kuch thik ho jata tha. Ek last revision, or do char question padh leta tha. So when we miss our train, we feel yaar 15 minute jaldi nikalta tha na, over time hota to acha hota tha. So we always feel, at the end of life, we'll feel, थोड़ा टाइम और मिलता था ना मैं भक्ति कंप्लीट कर देता यार. सो यू ऑलवेज फील लाइक आई शुड हैव सम एक्स्ट्रा टाइम एक्स्ट्रा टाइम एक्स्ट्रा टाइम. सो कृष्णा इज इंट्रोड्यूस दिस एक्स्ट्रा मंथ अधिक मास. सो व्हाट एवर वी हैव आवर रिग्रेट्स थोड़ा टाइम एक्स्ट्रा था ना मैं ये भी कर लेता ये भी कर लेता ये भी कर लेता वो सब अभी करने का टाइम है. सो दिस इज द वन मंथ एक्स्ट्रा टाइम गिवन टू अस. वन मंथ एक्स्ट्रा दैन 12 रेगुलर मंथ अकॉर्डिंग टू चंद्रमा. सो वी शुड यूटिलाइज एवरी मोमेंट एवरी डे in glorifying Krishna and remembering this Purushottam and leaving this rental house and going back to our own house where Krishna is waiting for us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.